I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hi guys, I'm Ben and welcome to today's English podcast. And today is an Understanding the Lyrics podcast. And the song that I have chosen for this episode is a song that I really love, and it's one that I go to if I'm feeling a bit sad or a bit stressed about something. It's a song called Why Worry by the band Dire Straits. Dire Straits are one of my favourite bands from Britain. They're famous for some really great songs, in particular an album called Brothers in Arms, which has some really great songs that I recommend you listen to, including this one, Why Worry? So it might be a good idea, before we start looking at the lyrics from the song, to actually listen to the song. So go to whatever music streaming service or video service where you can find the song and give it a listen. If you don't think you know it, maybe you'll recognize it. And if you don't know it at all, then hopefully you will be introduced to a really good new song. Okay, so let's take a look at the lyrics, and I'll be looking at a variety of things, including a bit of grammar, phrasal verbs, vocabulary. So let's take a look. So it starts. Baby, I see this world has made you sad. Some people can be bad. So let's look at that first of all. I see this world has made you sad. And just notice the structure of this idea. To make someone, and then an adjective. It could be a verb as well. To make someone do something. But in this case, it's just an adjective. So the structure here is make, in the past tense, made. And then the object, you, made you, could be made me, made him, made her. And then the adjective, sad. It continues. The things they do, the things they say. But baby, I'll wipe away those bitter tears. I'll chase away those restless fears that turn your blue skies into grey. Why worry? So let's take a look at that, all of that, including a couple of phrasal verbs. I'll wipe away those bitter tears. So let's start with wipe away. To wipe away something is to clean something from a surface. It could be to wipe away a mess from the table, but also we use it with tears. To wipe away those tears, when you use your hand to remove the tears from your face. So I'll wipe away those bitter tears. And bitter tears, I wanted to have a look at this because it's a really nice collocation, which is where two words fit together. And we often, well, not so often, but we say bitter tears. And this is when the tears that you are crying are because of anger and bitterness. So I'll wipe away those bitter tears. I'll chase away those restless fears. Another phrasal verb, chase away. If you chase something away, it's something you don't want. And you're trying to remove, you're trying to get rid of. So for example, if there was, I don't know, a neighbor's cat and you didn't want it in your garden, you might chase it away. So that means you run after it because you want to remove it. You want to get rid of it. In this case, it says, I'll chase away those restless fears. So it's a bit metaphorical. It's a bit poetic. And then it continues. Why worry? Next part. There should be laughter after pain. There should be sunshine after rain. These things have always been the same. So why worry now? That's the chorus. Why worry now? And in that part, we've got a little bit of present perfect, these things have always been the same. And it's a good thing to use the present perfect in this example because he's talking about how things were like that in the past and they still are like that. These things have always been the same. It emphasizes that it started in the past and it continues now. Okay, on to the next verse. Baby, when I get down, I turn to you. What does it mean to get down? Could be to feel down, and that means to feel sad. So if you get down or you feel down, you feel sad. And I turn to you when I feel sad. So when I get down, I turn to you. So you help me with the problem. And you make sense of what I do. Here we say make sense. The verb make goes with the word sense. Not have sense, but make sense. So, and you make sense of what I do. No, it isn't hard to say. But baby, just when this world seems mean and cold, our love comes shining red and gold. And all the rest is, by the way, all the rest doesn't matter. It's not important. Why worry? There should be laughter after pain. There should be sunshine after rain. These things have always been the same. So why worry now? Why worry now? And that's the song. And that's it. So hopefully it's nice and clear now. Those lyrics, what they mean, any grammar or vocabulary that you're not sure about. Hopefully that's a lot clearer. And I hope you like the song as well. I always choose the songs that I analyse and talk about in these episodes. But I'm always looking to hear from you as well. If you have any ideas for songs you'd like me to talk about in these podcasts, then send me an email. You can find all my contact details on my website, which is learnenglishwithben.com. Okay, have a great day, and I'll see you next time for another podcast.